Discovery Museum presents Ecosystem Explorers, written by Sarah Drop Pacelli. As the weather starts to get warmer and spring is in the air, we start to see nature come alive. Trees will soon have buds of new leaves, and animals will come out of hibernation to be active again. As your neighborhood wakes up for spring, you can learn a lot about the ecosystem of plants and animals that live near you with some simple observations. Some animals live in small groups, others in large groups. Some animals live entirely alone. Some plants might be homes to caterpillar eggs or to families of squirrels. All of these observations can help you learn about the local ecosystem. An ecosystem is the group of things, both living and non-living, that make up an environment. We think about ecosystems as the way that living things, organisms, interact with their physical surroundings. An organism could be a plant or an animal. A non-living thing in the physical environment of an ecosystem might include a pond or stream, rocks, soil, or even sunlight. Think of an ecosystem like your community. You have a home you live in, but your home by itself doesn't provide for all of your needs. A home provides shelter, but the larger community provides access to food and water, and there's air around everywhere. Within an ecosystem community, all of the living things need these four needs met: shelter, food, water, air. Look out a window or go on a walk. Make notes of all of the living things you see. Don't forget that plants are living things. Can you identify at least five living things in your neighborhood? See if you can spot any in groups. Why do you think they might live in those groups? Is it for protection, raising young, or something else? Ecosystems need to balance the needs and resources available to all living things. In a place where food or water is limited, different living things will compete for those resources. Use what you know about your neighborhood to construct an explanation for how the organisms there get their resources. What sources of water exist? Which animals and plants can access those sources? What sources of food exist? What animals and plants can access those sources? What would happen if the food supply were to move, decrease, or increase? That completes this issue of Discovery Museum Presents Ecosystem Explorers. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.